Before he died, Johnny Cochran helped create the iconic image of the modern hard-charging defense attorney. Remember his defense of O.J. Simpson and that moment when Simpson tried on the bloody glove?
Don't be part of this continuing cover-up. Do the right thing, remembering that if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Cochran's winning reputation helped him expand his L.A.-based operation across the country. The Cochran Law Firm focused on civil rights, police abuse, and discrimination complaints. Cochran died of a brain tumor in March 2005. Since his death, the firm has tried to carry on in his image, or has it? Now the firm is being sued by one of Cochran's former colleagues from the Simpson trial, Ms. Shawn Chapman Holley. Ms. Holley alleges racial and gender discrimination, fraud, and breach of contract. She also claims Cochran's clients don't always receive quality representation. Ms. Holley and her attorney, Dan Stormer, spoke with NPR's Tony Cox.
As you may know, Johnny and I had a long history together. There are a number of other members of the firm and support staff who shared Johnny's ideology. All of those people are gone now, and they're gone because they were either fired or otherwise forced out of the firm. And all of us, and I mean, I'll just speak for myself here, but I was very clear in saying to these people, this is not what Johnny would have wanted. This is the antithesis of what he would have wanted, and people are not being served properly here. And I did everything that I could do to fix that, and ultimately I was kicked out of the firm. I was fired.
Sean, when did you first feel that there was a change in the Cochran firm as a workplace, and why do you think it turned for the worse?
Well, back in the late 90s, Johnny formed a partnership with some people who are based in a small town in Alabama. And those people are primarily personal injury lawyers. They are not lawyers who have primarily represented people in the community or civil rights causes of action, the sort of things that Johnny cared about. And he formed that partnership at a time that he, after the O.J. trial, he was doing a lot of other things, doing a television show in New York. And these people came to him and suggested that they could help run the firm and take care of some of the finances. And he, you know, signed on the dotted line, thought it was a great deal. But those people were more concerned, it seems to me, with making money and not really concerned with the sort of things that Johnny and those that he'd chosen to work with him cared about. And while Johnny was alive and well, he could, to a great extent, control the firm. But as soon as he got sick, they then rose up in power and took the firm in a completely different direction and began to do things that Johnny absolutely did not want to do and had made it clear to them that he didn't want to do that.
For example, give us an example of one such thing.
Well, they formed a partnership with what's loosely called a criminal defense firm. What it really was a boiler room where salesmen worked and telephone calls came in based on Yellow Page ads from people who wanted a criminal defense lawyer. These criminal defense lawyers were really independent contract attorneys out in, you know, all over the country who were not the cream of the crop. They were people who were being paid a small percentage of the retainer fee. The firm, this boiler room firm, would take most of the money and give small amount of money to the lawyers in the field. But it was a money-making idea as far as these new partners of Johnny's. Now, when this idea came to them when Johnny was alive, he said, absolutely not. Well, as soon as he got sick, the other partners decided that it was a great idea because, of course, it was a way for lots of money to come into their pockets. And what began to happen is horrible, miserable misrepresentation began occurring all over the country to people who were charged with crimes, and primarily African-American people and other people of color.
How hard was it for you to continue working after Johnny Cochran's death?
The difficulty after Johnny's death came not only because Johnny died and we were all sad and grieving Johnny's death, but because the people who were now in charge of the firm were doing things that were completely inconsistent with what Johnny wanted and contrary to all of the promises that had been made.
What are you doing now? Oh, go ahead, Dan.
One thing I want to make clear is that she was able to meet the challenges of the job. It wasn't the job that was the problem after Johnny Cochran's death. It was the way the firm was being run, and it was the treatment of her within the firm.
Dan Stormer, in terms of representing Sean and in this lawsuit against the firm, what specific relief are you asking for?
Well, there's a limited amount of relief that you can get in a situation. The primary relief now is just monetary.
Would it be reasonable to expect that any law firm could continue to operate in the way that it did once its primary person, in this case Johnny Cochran, was no longer involved?
Oh, absolutely. Johnny had picked people who represented what he thought was the appropriate way of representing the community. Sean was certainly one of those people that was to carry on the legacy that he had created.
Final thing is this, Sean, for you. What are you doing now? How has this entire situation impacted your employability?
You know, Johnny set up this firm so that it could continue long after he was gone, so that his legacy could live on. And he chose me as one of the people to carry that on. And I honestly believed that I would be there doing that work throughout my entire career. And so though I have a job and a good job and I'm grateful for it, I'm sad that I'm not doing Johnny's work.
I appreciate the time. Thank you both for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sean Chapman Holly is a former lawyer in the Cochran Law Firm. Dan Stormer is her attorney. For the other side of the story, Tony spoke with Randy McMurray, managing partner of the Cochran firm in Los Angeles and a named plaintiff in the suit.
Do you find it all ironic that the firm itself has become the target of a discrimination lawsuit, especially from someone so visible with the firm as Ms. Chapman Holly had been?
There is a certain amount of irony involved in that. But if you look at the makeup of the Los Angeles office of the firm, nationwide, we're probably the most diverse firm in the country. In Los Angeles, it's even more diverse than that.
Did this complaint come as a surprise to you?
No.
Why not?
Mrs. Holly was, she was angry when she left. And I was not surprised that she filed a lawsuit. For a lot of reasons, and some of them are personal.
Are you looking forward to your day in court? And if you are, couldn't such a public display of the internal workings of the firm be harmful to you, even if you win?
You know, there's a saying that any publicity is good publicity, but that's not the case, I think, when you're talking about a name that is respected, especially in Los Angeles, but nationwide, as Johnny Cochran's name. I think that any lawsuit against his law firm is damaging to us and to his legacy. I don't think that any of the allegations of discrimination, I don't think those are going to play out once the evidence is shown. The services that we render are beyond question, and I don't think that anybody with any information about the law firm itself can support that we're not providing the best quality to our services. I mean, there's an allegation with no factual data to support it. But I don't care what kind of law firm or what kind of services you have, you're going to have disgruntled clients. Once in a while, somebody's not going to be happy. If you reject their case, they're not going to be happy with it. So you're not going to please everybody, but our job is to make sure that they get the best representation we can provide for them. And that's what we stand for. We stand for that today.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Randy McMurray is managing partner of Cochran Firm's L.A. office. He's also a named plaintiff in the lawsuit filed by Sean Chapman Holly. And he spoke with NPR's Tony Cox.